News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Climate change is having measurable impacts in Ireland already, and there are growing risks for communities, infrastructure, essential services and the economy. That's according to a new report from the Climate Change Advisory Council. Peter Thorne is chair of the council's Adaptation Committee, and he's with us this morning. Peter, those impacts that we are seeing, I know they are obviously wide-ranging, but can you give us some of the key ones in your assessment?
So the warmest summer on record was found to be much more likely due to climate change, and that has real impacts, demonstrable impacts upon human health, heat comfort, animal welfare, including cattle. And then the flooding that we've seen over the last autumn and winter, again, made more likely more severe due to climate change. That's one of the key new things that we have, a new tool in our toolkit for Ireland, is the ability to be able to attribute these events to humans and make very, very much clearer the direct line of evidence between our burning of fossil fuels and the impacts we see on the ground.
Is that a difficult thing to get people in Ireland engaged with? Because if you live in a country where you already had a relatively intemperate climate, some of the changes do things like changing hurricane averages from a Category 1 to a Category 5, which are devastating effects. The kind of effects that you talk about here, many of them, like the warmer summers, are relatively benign. Therefore, do people think it's not a problem?
So if you have general warming, for example, you pick up certain species that were not able to survive in Ireland, be able to survive. So things like the risk of Asian hornet or zoonotic diseases like blue tongue. And then in the future, as we warm further in more and more human health impacts, zoonotic vectors become more and more viable. So this is not all good news. But you're right, Ireland has seen relatively little impact relative to some other areas of the world. But to some extent, that's just luck on our part. We've dodged a lot of bullets. We will not dodge bullets forever.
What's your view then of the overall momentum of concern in respect of climate change? Because it strikes me that 5 or 6, maybe 7 years ago, it was a very significant issue in the global discourse. Recently, that seems much less the case.
Well, to be fair, the 2020 script writers have thrown a lot at us and a lot of events we wouldn't have foreseen. And so, quite rightly, people have been distracted, but ultimately climate change is going to be the major story of everyone's life, whether they like it or not, particularly for our children. If we cannot get on top of emissions of greenhouse gases, principally from the burning of fossil fuels, then the story of their lives is going to be climate change, whether they like it or not.
And in terms of getting on top of those, the emissions of greenhouse gases and the burning of fossil fuels, what do you hope for in response to this report?
So this report is simply the first part in our series of annual review chapters that we will put out through the year. We will move on to, for example, the next one will be electricity sector. We've been putting these to the government for the past decade. They've had lots of recommendations. If those recommendations had been fully enacted, we would be much less dependent upon fossil fuels today, which means we would be much more economically resilient to what is hitting us right now with the fallout of the energy crisis arising from the Iran war. We would also be already much more resilient to the impacts of climate change. So government needs to start listening, but equally people need to recognise that government needs to lead, but government cannot do it all. It is down to our individual decisions, what we do, how we act.
Peter, thank you very much. Peter Thorne, Chair of the Climate Change Advisory Council's Adaptation Committee.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.